We're going to read from the Bible, from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and then we're going to think about one of the verses there. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, just a few verses, just let me read it to you. I'm reading from the NIV 2011, but it's very, very close to what you would have. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked round and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Well, we're going to look for a few moments at this story, but very briefly at the story, and we're going to focus on one verse. If you want to look more into this story, we're working through Mark's Gospel on Sunday evenings, and in a couple of Sunday evenings' time, we will get to this same text. I think it's the first weekend in May that we get there. So we're not going to look a lot at the story itself and the stuff surrounding it, but we're just going to focus on one verse, which was our memory verse for the week. Now, before I put it anywhere, do any of the children who were on Holiday Bible Club want to tell me the memory verse? Do you want to have a go? Do you want to come this way? Just stand up on here. That'd be cool. Could you do that? Yeah, have a go. Jesus said,
"With man it is impossible, but not with God."
With God.
Mark chapter 10, verse 27.
That was very good. That was almost every word. Very well done. Do you want to have a go? Go on then. Thank you very much. Excellent. It's my little platform here. Well done.
Jesus said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Mark chapter 10, verse 27.
Excellent. Oh. Well, I had it on this big board for you to do, but you don't really need it, do you? Do you think perhaps some of the adults need it? Yeah, okay. Just seemed a shame not to use this board again, so. This board's got it on. Do you want to shout? I can't really hold it and speak at the same time. Oh, I should have got some of the children to do it, shouldn't I? Right.
About the same height.
What, you and me?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so everybody, Jesus said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Excellent. So we're going to leave that somewhere here. It might fall down, it might not. Maybe I'll put it here. Maybe I'll put it back here. Just so we can remember it all the way through. There we go. Some things are really hard to do. Some things are impossible to do. Some things are just very hard to do. So, for example, something really hard to do is to raise just one eyebrow without the other one moving at all. So I really can't do it. Do you want to have a practice? Can any of you raise one eyebrow? Just one eyebrow? Oh, yeah, pretty good. No, some people are all over the place. Can any adult, like, perfectly raise an eyebrow whilst leaving the other one absolutely, without stress? Can you do it, Tony? Okay, I believe you. You can show me later. It might take too long to go through all the process, and then we'd need proper adjudication. It could take a very long time. Whoops. But that's quite a hard thing to do. It's quite hard to pat your head. Do you want to pat your head? And then rub your stomach in a sort of round way at the same time. That's quite hard. Now, I learned another one, although somebody managed to do it. But if you want to try this one, everybody try this. It's quite hard to do, but not impossible. Take your, what do you call this finger? Your first finger. And just put them out like index finger. And make them both go clockwise very slowly like this. Okay? So they're going clockwise as you're looking at them. Okay? Now speed up. Now what most people do, and I can't not do it, so you're going like this, clockwise, getting faster and faster. Most people, it starts... Did that happen to you as well, or am I weird? Yes. It starts reflecting the one that's going that way. So it starts going that way instead of that way. So you start off like that. Did Sarah manage to overcome it? Yeah. The person who couldn't do it was one who did lots of dance and stuff. Music and dance and stuff, and he overcame it. So obviously there are ways of overcoming it, but it's hard... Hard, but not impossible to do. There's something else which is hard to do, which is not to laugh when someone tells you not to laugh. So does anyone want to try and volunteer not to laugh? Yes, Brendan, do you think you might better do it? Do you want to come and stand on this little exhibition platform I've created here? So if you want to stand up here. And the normal way in this sort of party game is to say, so if the whole congregation could say, I love you, but please don't smile, okay, to Brendan. Okay, do you want to say it? It's hard, but not impossible. Do you want to sit down? Anyone else want to have a go at not smiling? I'm sure Tony Howard could not smile as well. He has many talents. Anyone else want to have a try? I'm not even sure I could do that. So some things are very hard to do, maybe not impossible to do. Some things are absolutely impossible. Anyone got any ideas about something that's impossible to do? Any of the children got any ideas? I'll give you one. Oh, yes. It's impossible to think of something impossible. It's impossible, I think, to hold your breath for 100 minutes. Is that impossible? Do you want to hold your breath while I talk to the adults for a few minutes? If everybody wants to hold their breath. Some impossible things for the adults to think about. I think it's impossible to count to infinity. I think that's impossible. One of you spoke, you weren't holding your breath. I think that's true. I think it's impossible to go faster than the speed of light. Is that true, scientists among you? Impossible to go faster than the speed of light? Is that true, Rob?
Probably.
The trouble is, no one's gone that fast to know, have they? So, not even all you speedy men in your cars have gone that fast. So it's impossible to go faster than the speed of light, I think. Has anyone stopped holding their breath yet? And it's impossible to find a prime number that's an even number other than the number 2, we think. But no one's counted that far to even know. But I think the only even number that's a prime number is the number 2. Is that correct? Yes. So I think those are impossible. You can stop holding your breath now just in case I cause you lots of illnesses. But I think it's impossible to hold your breath for 100 minutes. It's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. People have often said that. It's a kind of a reflex to stop your eyeballs blowing out. I don't know whether anyone's ever tried keeping them open just to see what would happen, but I think it's possible. I think it's impossible to touch your nose with your tongue or your chin. But I think that might be just one of those not necessarily impossible. Okay. Depends on the length of tongue, I suppose. Okay. It's impossible to say the letter P without opening your lips. You can try and say the letter P without opening your lips. But I think it's impossible. Have I got any more? Oh, yeah. It's impossible to tickle yourself. I am very, very ticklish, but I cannot tickle myself. There's nothing... Yes? Where's that? Is it? I can't remember whether I washed my hands now. But it's not good. Well, there are some things that are absolutely impossible, and we know they're impossible, and there are some things that probably are impossible to do. And what Jesus tells us in this verse is that something with man is impossible, but something with God is definitely possible. And really he says this, man saving himself is impossible. So that's the first thing Jesus says, man saving himself is impossible. That is one of the impossible things, not one of the unlikely things, not one of the things that maybe you could do if you practiced long enough, but one of the absolutely, completely impossible thing is man saving himself. There was a man who came to Jesus. He was young and he was very rich. He had lots and lots of money. And he thought he was pretty good. He thought that mostly he'd kept all of God's laws, all of God's rules, all of God's commandments. Because Jesus says, have you kept them? And he says, yes, of course I have, ever since I was a boy. So he thought he was pretty good and he was pretty happy with himself. But we realize that he wasn't so good. And he wasn't so perfect as he thought he was, because Jesus told him, give up your money, trust, and follow me. And the conversation was a bit like this cartoon where Jesus says, where the man says, give away my wealth, then follow you. Ha ha, very funny. Now, seriously, what should I do? He doesn't really believe that this could be reasonable, that Jesus says to him, well, I'm not going to discuss whether or not you've kept the commandments, but let's just show what you like. Give up your money and come and trust me for the treasures that come with me. Put your trust in me. And the man went away really sad because he had loads of money and he didn't want to give it up. And Jesus says to his followers, his special friends, he says, listen, it's really hard for a rich person to follow me because they love their wealth so much. Actually, it's pretty much impossible. It's what we call in our chant, a big job. A big job, somebody getting saved. Now, Jesus said it's like threading a needle. So I was wondering about threading a needle. Does anyone want to volunteer to come and thread a needle for me? Because it's really hard. So I've got a bit of cotton that we could thread into a needle, but one of the children could do that. There's something I could thread. Anyone want to volunteer to do that? No? Okay. Oh, well. All right. Well, when you got up here, I was going to play a trick on you. Because in my pocket was what I actually wanted you to thread, which was this. Which I don't think anyone would ever get into this needle, would you? Do you think you'd ever be able to thread it through? Maybe if you fucked it for a very long time and squashed it. But I don't think you'd ever get it through there. I'm going to put this somewhere safe. Like up here. So Nigel will cut himself this evening. But Jesus says, a rich person coming into God's kingdom is even harder than a bit of thread like this going through a needle, which would be pretty hard and probably impossible to do. He said it's like a whole camel, a big animal. It was one of the sayings at the time. Do you have any sayings like, you're as much use as a chocolate fire guard? Does your mum and dad ever say that to you? Does your wife ever say that to you? But we have sayings like that where we want to kind of exaggerate and say something's either useless or impossible or something like that. And this was a saying that was around about big animals going through a tiny needle. When you wanted to say something was absolutely impossible, was kind of ridiculously impossible, you'd say something like that. And Jesus says, a rich person getting saved, coming into the kingdom of God, is like a massive animal trying to go through a tiny hole. And his disciples were amazed. Because his disciples would have thought, well, the rich people are the people that God's blessed. And the rich people are mostly the good people. They probably wouldn't have thought like us, where we'd think rich people are probably bad people. They would have thought rich people, good people. Rich people, God bless them. So they're thinking, well, if rich people can't get saved, how can anybody get saved? Because everyone's even worse than them. So if rich people can't get saved, then no one can get saved. When good people can't get saved. How can anybody get saved? And that's when Jesus says those words that were our memory verse. Have we got it there? There we go. Jesus said, with man this, rich people getting saved, or anybody else, is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. That's when he says those words, when his disciples are amazed that even rich people couldn't get saved. Just before we think about it for a couple more minutes, let's just understand what we mean by saved. When Jesus talks about being saved, when the Bible talks about being saved, it means being rescued. It means being rescued from God's judgment, from God's punishment. It means being rescued from death. It means being rescued from not being friends with God. That's what we mean when we say saved. You see, the problem is we're not as bad as we could be. So not everybody is terrible all the time. So we're not as bad as we could be, but we're not as good as we need to be because we don't put God first. So we're not as bad as we could be, but we're not as good as we need to be. So we need saving. So when the Bible talks about saving, it means being saved from God's judgment, from God's punishment, from God turning away from us. And Jesus said, even rich people, even everybody who on their own could never get saved, can get saved because of God's power. But let's just think why it's impossible for people to get saved by themselves. Well, one is that we're really not as good as we think we are. This man, he thought he'd done everything he needed to please God. And he thought, maybe there's just one other thing I need to do, and then I'm going to get saved. That's all I need to do, just one other thing perhaps. What can I do else to be saved? So that's what he thought. And he claimed that ever since he was a little boy, the age that some of you are, he said, ever since I've been a little boy, I've kept all the commandments perfectly. Do you think he was telling the truth? I don't think he was. I'm sure he was in many ways a good person, but I'm sure he wasn't perfectly keeping the commandments all the time. And you see, what happens is when Jesus asks him about his money, he immediately breaks the first commandment, really, because we realize that he has another God as well as the true God. What do you think his other God was? Anybody want to have a go? What do you think his other God was? Some of the slightly older children? Some of the adults? His money. I think his money really was his other God, wasn't it? And rich people often do love their money. Not always, but they often love their money and they love the things that money buys. They love that the things they can buy tells everybody that they're rich and their money makes them happy and feel safe when they go to bed at night. Their money is their protector. Their money is what makes them happy. So we could say their money is like their God. And we're not as good as we think we are. And we don't want to give up the things that we love instead of God. So our problem, the reason why we can't save ourselves, is because we don't always please God with what we do. And because we're not willing to give up the things we love instead of God. Could be all kinds of things that we love. Maybe, almost certainly for this man, it was his money that he loved. And he didn't want to give it up. He wasn't perfect anyway. He probably hadn't kept all the commandments. But especially, he didn't want to give up the things that he loved instead of God. And that's our problem. It's crazy, really, isn't it? Can you imagine if this man really thought Jesus was God, like the maker of the universe, the one who controls everything, the one who owns everything, the one who has all power, if he really believed that, I reckon he'd be willing to give up on all his money. Because Jesus doesn't say give up all your money and you'll be completely poor the rest of your life and you'll have a miserable existence and when you die it's all over. He doesn't say that. He says come and follow me in and put your treasure in heaven. Put your trust in me. I will look after you. Trust me. And I suppose the young man wasn't really able to say, Jesus, I completely trust you. He wasn't able to say that. He needed his money. He didn't want to give up the things that he loved instead of God. Man saving himself is impossible. It's impossible because we're not the good people we need to be. It's impossible because we can't give up the things we love instead of God. So that's why Jesus can say, anyone being saved is impossible with man. We can't pull ourselves up. You know, it's impossible to lift yourself up by your own shoes, isn't it? You can't hold onto your shoes and pull and pull and pull and eventually lift yourself up. Ooh, little fashion statement there. There we are. It's back over. We can't do that. We can't lift ourselves up like that because we need something to push against. And just like that, we can't save ourselves. So that's impossible. But the great thing is there is something that is possible. The big job is saving ourselves. The weak people is us because we don't do the right things and we love other things than God. So we need a big God. And it's possible to be saved by God. We need that big God. I suppose there's a couple of things we could say about God. God can save us from our bad hearts, and God can give us new hearts. We can't save ourselves, but God can save us, and he can save us by doing two really important things. One is, he can save us from our bad hearts. You, whatever age you are really, have done things that don't please God. You have broken his commands, his rules, and you haven't loved him like you should. And when Jesus died, he paid the price for all those wrong things that were done. So it's possible with God that he can save us from our bad hearts. Only God can do that, but it is possible with him. And the other thing is that God can give us new hearts. He doesn't just save us from all the bad things we've done. He gives us new hearts so we can turn away from the things we love instead of God. He gives us new hearts. He makes up for all the wrong things we've done, but he also helps us to turn around and to start following him. It's possible with God. Seems impossible. It seems like people are too bad and they're too stuck following other gods. But God can forgive us for the wrong things and give us new hearts so we can start to do the right things. That's what God can do. And that's an amazing thing to remember. And that's what our verse that we thought about in Holiday Bible Club teaches us. That actually anything is possible with God. Now, of course, that's true that God can do whatever he wants. But especially he can save people who can't save themselves. So God can save people who can't save themselves. And I wonder if you realize that this morning. There's lots of things we need to realize. We need to realize that sin is a much bigger problem than we thought it was. That we really don't please God. We need to realize that our hearts are all wrong because we love other gods that are not really gods at all. We need to realize that and to come to realize, wow, we need saving and I just can't do it myself. But at the same time, we need to realize, yeah, but God can save, and he does it by Jesus. He does it by all that Jesus did and said, and especially his death and rising again. He can save me because of Jesus. And what seems impossible to us is possible with God. So it's possible that you can be saved, even though you're not good enough. And it's possible that your friends and your family can be saved. Even though you think, it's not possible. It can't be possible they could ever be saved. It's too hard. It is possible because anything is possible for God. Now, of course, that's true for many other things in our lives as well, where we pray God can do all kinds of seemingly impossible things. But he especially does an impossible thing when he saves people. And really, in the Holiday Bible Club this week, that's what we've been thinking about. That what seemed impossible, the Israelites beating the Midianites, God was able to do using a weak person, Gideon. And what seems impossible, bad people going to be with God forever, God is able to do, and he does it because of Jesus, and he gives us a new heart, and we stop loving the things that we used to love instead of God. Impossible things we can't do, lots of them, especially we can't save ourselves, but God can do anything, and God can save us.